We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Line drive hit the right field. Here comes Iguchi. The throw to the plate. Great. Yes! Bells win 11-10 on an RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win. What a huge series for the Bryce Bills, who sweep the New York Mets. Wow.
All right, we're back. Red October is back, and we're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. And listen, if you're looking for a place to watch any of these Phillies playoff games, how about Chickies and Pete's? Ice-cold Budweiser specials during all the playoff games, which is perfect with crab fries. ChickiesandPete's.com for a location near you. Our Twitter questions today are sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online, marks-jewelers.com. J-Roll, Jimmy Rollins joins us at 5:30. Scott Fransky live from St. Louis. Ike, we have our rally towels.
There you go.
We're ready to go. You're wearing a WIP Red October Philly shirt, which we have here. Mm-hmm. So if you come down here to Chickies in South Philly and you're fortunate, no, we're out. We're out. Well, you can take the one off of Ike's back. He'll give it to you.
Taz, like, now don't be telling people to come down here to get no T-shirt.
So hold on a second. You didn't save some for the Marks and Reese show? You gave them all out? Oh, whatever. All right. Well, you still come down and see us.
Ooh, yes. Boy.
I'll even give you my personal rally town right here. But, Ike, mm-hmm. Herb from Northeast Philly.
Yes.
We were asking for Herb because we know that he did – at the beginning of the Eagles season, at the Marks and Reese Fantasy Football Draft, he gave a speech which we weren't asking for. He just did it on the way out the door. And it was passionate. It got the Eagles off to a 4-0 start. He failed on the Sixers. So now we're asking Herb to give a rally speech for the Phillies as they embark on the playoffs tomorrow. Herb, how are you, buddy?
What's happening, Johnny Moore? Let's go, Philly!
What's up, Herb? First of all, your prediction on the series before you speak directly to the team. I have to send a text message to make sure the team tunes in. What's your prediction on the series?
I predict the score tomorrow to be Phillies 8 and the Cardinals 5. Game 1.
8-5 tomorrow, Ike.
8-5. And it's game 2. We come out and we win the game 7-6.
All right, so a sweep, Ike.
7-6,
with no
coming
pitching.
Back. We come back in the seventh inning, put three runs on the board. Yes, sir.
Oh, a comeback. All right. So we're coming in here on Monday celebrating a big Phillies win.
Yeah, we don't even play on Sunday. They come home and they get to watch the Eagles beat up on the Cardinals.
Oh, it's going to be a bloodbath on the Cardinals this weekend, Herb.
What's that?
It's going to be a bloodbath on the Cardinals this weekend.
A
clean sweep. All right, Herb, listen. So now as you've done before, you've tried to rally the city. You've tried to rally the teams before big games or playoff appearances. We're asking the same of you today. It's been 11 years. Hang on a second. It's been 11 years since the Phillies have been in the playoffs. We look to you, Herb, to rally the city and rally the team. So the floor is yours. The mic is yours.
So what do you want me to tell them? They got their two best pitchers. They got
speaking to the team in the city right now. We're looking for you to draw inspiration from deep within yourselves and give us a speech prior to the start of the playoff series. I thought we were on the same page here. Like, did you not?
Guys, just go. All I can tell you is, Philly players, go out tomorrow and zone up the strikes. Don't hit the ball. Hit strikes. Don't swing at bad pitches. Don't make the pitcher look good. You got to go out there, make contact. You don't have to hit home runs. There might be a guy or two that the coach says, I need you to bunt him over to third base, or I might need you to bunt him to second.
We don't bunt.
Okay? Sometimes you got to sacrifice yourself, okay, to get a guy over a scoring position.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep your eyes open, okay? Oh. There might be a couple wild pitches. You might have to steal home or steal second or third.
Yes.
This you got to play small ball, and you got to play. Uh-oh. You know, the ball carries pretty good there at times in St. Louis.
All right.
So go out, like I say, Herb. It's all about, okay, hitting strikes, take a few walks.
Herb, we were hoping to hear Bryce Harper run through a wall after your speech.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm hearing him. He's snoring.
The last time I saw Bryce Harper hit the wall was in Harrisburg when he was playing for the Nationals, okay?
There you go.
The Nationals double A team.
All right, Herb. All right, Herb.
What else you want me to tell you, bro?
Well, I mean, nothing.
They know what to do. They just played.
All right.
They just played 162 games.
And that's why they need a little extra from you. And you're coming
training.
Up flat again.
This team is ready.
Okay.
They'll be ready. They'll be fine.
Okay.
They'll be fine. Just go out there and play your game. This is the second season. There's no
tomorrow.
This is it. Nope. You win two games, you advance. You can beat any of these teams.
Win one for the Gipper.
You can beat any of these teams. You beat the Dodgers out there.
Yep.
You can beat the Braves. You just can't. You can't make the pitcher look good, okay?
All right.
You got to make yourself look good. That's
well, Herb,
works.
You rallied a little bit there late. We appreciate it. We know
hey,
you'll
look,
be rooting
I'm,
for
I'm, I've been working nonstop since I got off that ship.
All right.
So, you know what I mean?
You got to make that money back.
All right, Herb. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you, all right?
I'll talk to you later.
Be safe, man. There he is, Herb.
The tightest strike zone you ever seen.
It was originally supposed to be here, and I thought he was giving the, you know, the win one for the Gipper speech. So he said hit the ball. Hit the ball.
Be alert on the base pads, man.
Right.
Could be a wild pitch.
Hit the ball. Bill is calling from Delco. Bill, are you more fired up than Herb? I was expecting more energy out of Herb. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Love you guys. Let me just clear my throat here. And, Herb, take a seat back, buddy. Let's get these Phillies rallied up. Snooze fest. You know, everybody's working. Guess what? Blue-collar workers, this city needs you guys to kick butt. I want to go down there, kick butt. I'm predicting you're going to win two down there. Maybe we lose one. I don't know. Maybe we'll go 3-0 or 2-0. Yeah, that's it. But anyway, let's do this. Stay with me. I'm Chickie Peach in Drexel Hill. Everyone come out here. It's good showing out here. Love this place. Love this city. And damn it, win it. And then the Eagles, I want you to kick butt too. Because guess what? All the naysayers and all the bull, you guys got it. We're going to do this back-to-back. St. Louis, Scott Rowland, who the hell is that chump? There you go. That's my prediction.
All right, Bill, appreciate it. Bill's the leader for the bag full of swag for the Phillies. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Now I'm awake!
Yes, that feels like a pep rally. Jack Fritz is even...
He's at Chickie's and Pete's in Drexel Hill.
He is. He's calling us from Chickie's and Pete's in Drexel Hill while we're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly.
That's awesome.
So where is Jack, by the way? Jack, Tyer is running the board back at the studio. Jack was on a Phillies pep rally bus.
That's what I heard.
Last I heard.
But we haven't had any check-ins. He didn't call in. He hasn't texted me or anything like that. I mean, we got busy doing the show an hour early with DeCamera and Richie.
Jack Fritz is a dope.
But, I mean, is he still Is he still out there with
the
people?
He's still riding around.
He's riding around?
Yeah.
Can we get a live check-in or like something from Jack? Like, what is going on? He's out there with Seltzer. It feels like he just got an easy day off of work more than anything.
Yeah. That guy, I tell you, born on third base.
It's unbelievable.
Base. Jack!
It really is. Let's go to Anthony in Mantua. Anthony, go ahead. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
What up, Ant?
What's up, Ant?
Going on. So I wanted to talk Phils, but first I wanted to talk about Herb. I love the callers that you guys get, but sometimes when I listen to Herb, I feel like I lose brain cells.
Well, listen, he's hit or miss, Herb. When he's good,
yeah,
he's good.
Yeah.
When he's not good, and honestly, he forced it today because he wasn't ready to go on the air. And then I was like, "What do you mean you're not going on the air? We need you today, Herb." And he tried to put the uniform on and go, but he was flat today. He tried to rally at the end of that call, too, but he was flat.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he brought up some good points. But the point I had was about the Phillies. So I think realistically, like I'm trying to be real here, I think they lose the first game, and then I think they win with Nolan. And then I really the game three, depending on who they put out there, I'm not sure if the third starter is named yet, but the third game I'm really worried about. But
For the Phillies, the third starter, you're saying?
Yeah, I really think they're going to lose
game. So it's Ranger Suarez, and it's as if needed, too. You win the first games, you won't have to worry about that. But it's Ranger Suarez. I've seen where maybe they use an opener or they piggyback maybe even Zach Eflin. I don't know. But, I mean, there's been talk that maybe they use an opener for Suarez and then you let him go after that.
Yeah.
I don't want it to get to game three. And Ike had said this earlier. Win the first game, you take the edge off the rest of the series. So win tomorrow.
Yeah. And they're in St. Louis for all three games, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I believe it's going to be tough. I mean, I'm hoping that they steal the first game with Wheeler and then take that edge off and, you know, take that second game and bring it back to Philly. But I am not optimistic, I'll be honest.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. I just don't trust, the inconsistency from our hitters, and our bullpen is kind of – it's been good, but I feel like – depending on who they throw in there and
Sir
how many games
shaky.
They get to.
Sir Anthony's been a little shaky. Robertson is like kind of is what he is. He's good, but I don't know if I trust him. No, like Anthony, listen. If we come in on Monday and it's like, well, they lost two or three, or the Cardinals beat them. I don't know if anybody would be surprised, but I actually am confident in this team. Mm-hmm. They got the two best starters going in the first two games, so they should have the advantage. Yeah, the offensive consistency. Sure, I'm a little bit worried about that, but who cares? Let's go. This is the pep rally, Ike Reese. I got my rally towel right here. It's been a long time. Come on.
Let's go.
We have people in here. There actually are people in here. They're just looking at us like, what are you guys doing? And they're here for the Phillies pep rally. Come on. Haven't had a playoff game in 11 years. Cardinals suck. I mean, seriously. You
Chris
suck.
Chris Carpenter shuts out the Phillies. Roy Halladay's never the same after that. His ERA's 5 the next year, and he's out of baseball after that.
I agree.
Ryan Howard was cooked after he blew his Achilles tendon out. And now we're like seriously, we should be driving to St. Louis and harassing those fans out there.
Yeah!
Scott Rowland, baseball heaven, the hell with them. All right, let's go to Ike Reese for
got
one second.
Got me fired up, buddy. Man, that's pretty good. Hey, Eagles fans, want the chance to go to the Dallas game? Well, maybe watch the pregame warm-ups on the sideline. How about that? AAA Eagles MVP members will have that chance at every home game all season. Now, this is a must-have if you're an Eagles fan. New members get a $20 credit to the Eagles Online Pro Shop. How about this? Some big games and some really cool events are coming up, so don't miss out. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today. That's AAA.com/Eagles for details.
I mean, Jesus, like I have my Steve Jeltz jersey on.
That's pretty good there, Johnny Marks. I was impressed by that, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I am if you're going to describe me as a Philly fan with one player, it's Steve Jeltz. And if you're not old enough to remember Steve Jeltz, he's the perfect example of Phillies baseball in the mid to late 80s. He was their shortstop prospect. He came up. And Jeltzy, I love you, but you weren't very good. But he did have a game where he had a home run from each side of the plate. He was a switch hitter. But he's like a 220 hitter with no power for the most part. But as a young kid, I loved the Phillies, and the Phillies could do no wrong. So even when they were winning 60 games, 70 games, I was still tuning in every night to Prism
And I was watching the Phillies hoping they were going to somehow figure it out. And it wasn't until 1993 that they even made the playoffs. But I have a Steve Jeltz jersey because this is the best example of me as a Philly fan. This is what I went through. I was very young when they won the World Series. I remember it. 1983, I remember. I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. I went through a long time in the 80s where the Phillies were terrible. So that's why when the Phillies make the playoffs, I'm going to enjoy it.
That's right.
I don't know the next time they're going to be back. It's been 11 years.
Yeah, hopefully it don't take 11 more.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Let's go to John in Newark, Delaware. John, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hi, John.
What's up, John?
Listen, as much respect as I have for both you guys, you ought to have your mouths washed out with soap. I mean, my blood started boiling when you started talking about, oh, what if Aaron Rodgers comes in here? Don't you think there's going to be a little bit of trepidation?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Uh-oh. Anybody walks into our lake, we're going to come out of there with some doo-doo on our shoe. You understand that? We ain't afraid of nobody. They need to be concerned about us. Aaron Rodgers need to be concerned about us. Tom Brady need to be concerned about us.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford need to be concerned about us. I don't care who it is. We run this over here. We the bullies on the block.
Well, who are we beating?
And I don't ever want to hear the words trepidation out of any one of your mouths again.
Hold on. In order to beat the bully, you got to beat the bully. So which one of
and
those
that's
guys?
What we are.
Hold on. You're doing a lot of yelling, and you really haven't had that type of fight yet. So which one of those bullies have we beaten? The caliber of Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, those guys. When are we beating that bully? When do we do that?
Let me answer by saying this.
No, I just
Let me give you the answer.
Okay.
A while ago, when the Bulls came in to play the Sixers, they asked Allen Iverson, are you concerned about Michael Jordan? He said, look, they better be concerned
that
about me.
That was 1996.
And that's what I'm telling you is anybody come in here, they better be concerned about us. We ain't concerned about them. This is our year.
We
fight on both sides of the ball, and we are incredibly deep, and we ain't afraid of nobody.
I didn't say afraid. You're using the
you
term afraid.
You said trepidation. It's the same thing. Now, don't back out of
not,
it. You said trepidation.
It's not about backing out of it because you got a lot of false bravado going on right now.
Said trepidation.
I asked you a simple question. When have we beaten the caliber of those teams? When?
It's coming.
When, though? When? But something, though, you're telling me that we shouldn't be worried about any of those guys.
We haven't
beaten any of those guys.
Did we knock down everything that showed up on the schedule
yes.
so far? So why do you think we ain't going to continue to do
just that? Because you know what? You're not going to play Washington in the playoffs. That's why you're not playing Jacksonville in the playoffs. So I'm talking about the playoffs. No.
You got to always find a way. I've got to always find a way to throw some water on the damn fire, Ike. We are undefeated.
What are you talking
and we're the
about?
Only team in the league. We're the only team in the league that's undefeated.
John,
it's a reason
John,
for that.
John,
because
John,
we're
John,
good.
John, see, John, you know what? You the dude that talks a lot of trash because you got your brothers behind you. But when you ain't got your brothers behind you, you sound a little different. So now you talking trash because you're 4-0 and we beat a bunch of donkeys. Right? What you called up to challenge
me
about?
Me.
No, you're killing yourself because you called up to challenge me on something you didn't really need to. What I said is, well, if we face the caliber of opponent like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, or the defending Super Bowl champions, there would be a little trepidation there. That's all I said.
Why shouldn't they be concerned about us? Why do we got to
be
concerned about them?
No, you're missing the point.
It's the other way around this year.
You're missing the point. I'm going through analysis here. I'm talking about the game. You act as if there wouldn't be any concern with those teams.
And when they come in here, we'll kick their ass like we kicked the other four teams' ass.
Okay.
How many wins this year for the Eagles, John?
We're going to play. We're going to win
17 the way you're talking. 17.
Yeah, we shouldn't lose anybody.
We're going to – no team in the NFL is going to go undefeated, and I'll tell you why. Because we know why.
You can't win every game. I don't know why it's not there. Thank
you. All right. I wonder if you can't win any game. Does that include a playoff game?
No, well, they won't lose that game.
Right. Come on, John. You wanted to pull the I'm the biggest Eagle fan card. Stop it.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. Stop it with the, I'm the biggest Eagle fan card. And if I don't think we're going 17-0, you're not a big, you're not a true Eagles fan. Stop it with that nonsense.
Oh, he's trying to pour water on
it. Yeah, stop it, man. Stop it. I'm trying to figure out, did I say anything that was crazy?
Ike is sharing a perspective from a former NFL player that has seen the league and has seen teams start 4-0.
You can be a fan and see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's just being a realistic fan.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just being realistic.
I know this, that the rest of the NFC isn't going to look like they look right now.
Yeah.
The Eagles may be rolling, and the Eagles may be playing well at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I don't expect Green Bay and Tampa Bay to kind of be scuffling along by the end of the
season. We don't get extra points for saying the Eagles aren't going to ever lose a game. Great. You're an Eagles fan. Great. They're never going to lose a game, man. We got it. Got it. They're never going to lose a game again. Got it. You're the biggest Eagles fan.
215-592-9494. We will take some Eagles phone calls if you have it. Also, my impassioned plea to Phillies fans out there as I wave the Red October rally towel. This is a pep rally today here at Chiggy's and Pete's in South Philly.
We're getting there.
How about that? Joe Giglio is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as he is on his way down here right now. We're going to talk to Scott Fransky at 5 o'clock, live from St. Louis, and Jimmy Rollins at 5:30. His thoughts on this team, his memories from the run. Because the last time the Phillies were in the playoffs, J-Roll was playing. That's how long ago it was. 11 years to when the series starts tomorrow.
How about that, yeah.
It's 11 years to the day that the Phillies were eliminated in their final playoff game. Ryan Howard, Roy Halladay, et cetera. 215-592-9494. We'll come back with Shiel Kapadia of The Athletic. We'll get the ins and outs of what he thinks is going to happen this weekend in Arizona, and we'll get back to the Phillies and the Red October. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about BetMGM for a second, because now's a great time to get with BetMGM.
I didn't even know you were still here.
Because if right now you go to the app, BetMGM, or log on to your account, BetMGM.com, and you can bet on everything that's going on right now with BetMGM. You look at the overs, look at the unders, you look at everything else with BetMGM, and it really is amazing. And you place a single touchdown first score prop bet on any pro game, and if your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. So log on to your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any playoff game. And if your bet misses, any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.